Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know the checkoff's being utilized to share the beef sustainability story with consumers. Tell me more.
Absolutely. As many cattlemen and women know, some individual organizations and companies spread misinformation about cattle's role in the environment. The Beef Checkoff works tirelessly to combat this message through scientifically proven research because ultimately the truth is in the science. For years, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars into beef sustainability research to learn, understand, and strategically communicate beef's place in a sustainable food system. This research provides a basis for most checkoff-funded advertising campaigns and other initiatives. Beef sustainability message is then communicated to many audiences, including consumers, registered dietitians, the scientific community, influencer, chefs, and communities abroad through a fully integrated marketing approach.
Learn more at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, good afternoon. Today we had the feeder cattle market, live cattle market, do a bit of a reversal. We initially opened sharply lower, about $2 lower or so on the feeder cattle and steady to 50 lower on the live cattle before selling off pretty substantially at one point. The August feeders finished 212 higher at 156.75. That was over $4.50 off the low. The September's down $1.55 here at 158.92. October up $1.70 at 161.22. So quite a bit of a comeback. And again, about $5 off the lows for the feeder cattle. Live cattle, on the other hand, are up 42 in August, 123.15. June now off the board. The August becomes the front month here. It was about $1.60 off of its low. October up 57, 128.72. Looks like the box beef was slightly lower again today at midday. Down about 298 on choice at 288. Roughly $50 or so off the high for choice. So quite a bit of a change there. On the box beef market, the cash trade this week a little bit disappointing here. You know, people had been expecting the market to get higher, but after Memorial Day, that tends to be the peak and kind of leaks lower following that, and that's kind of the same this year. Packer margins are still pretty high here. We're expected to be somewhere around $900 per head.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock is proud to present the Week in the Rockies, number 33, July 5th through the 8th in Loveland, Colorado. It'll be seen live on Dish Network 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start each morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. 188,000 head of cattle to be sold in the Week in the Rockies sale. More details at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Today's grain futures started off pretty strong with some follow-through buying overnight and into the opening this morning, but we got weaker throughout the day, especially in the wheat. Kansas City wheat was down about 20.5 cents in September at 638.5. You know, yesterday's report for wheat, a lot of people thought it was bearish due to the fact that the acres were about 800,000 acres more for all wheat than expected and about 600,000 more for winter wheat than expected. So the acres were negative, but the quarterly stocks were 844 million, 15 million lower than where they were guessed to be. Corn and beans, of course, that report was bullish across the board for them. We started off higher, but got weaker. We're about 25 cents off the high for the September corn. December ended up the day about unchanged, 588.5. Beans 1-4 lower here. November at 1394¾, roughly 30 cents off of their high earlier in the day. So really disappointing sell-off for the corn and beans. The cotton did hold its own throughout the trading session today, up 105 at 85.95. And yesterday's cotton report showed 11.72 million acres expected. The guess was 11.85. So a little bit bullish just because of less acres.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.